What's banging, bloods? Welcome to a new episode of the Not Safe for Work podcast. We are very happy to be here with you all today. We hope you all have had a wonderful, wonderful week, and we're back.
I cannot deal with you.
Oh, God. Oh my God. So funny.
Y'all, me and Kirsten almost got in the middle of a blood fight. I don't know.
Was that what you would call it? Because it really wasn't a war. Because they were like, I don't know.
Interrogation.
It was definitely interrogation.
All I know is
a check. Like he was checking him.
Hey. If you are not affiliated with a gang.
Don't be throwing no gang signs in public.
Not in public. Shoot, not ever.
No, but damn sure not in public.
And not with me. Because I don't have the time.
At all. Oh, my God, y'all.
And if you are a gang member and you're listening to this, y'all need membership cards.
No, you can't have a membership card if you in a gang.
Yes, you do. That'll solve all the problems. Why would you have a membership card?
What instead of having to interrogating
somebody.
But what if you get pulled over or something and the cop sees the membership card?
They can't do anything with you with a membership card. You know, you just be like, oh, that's fake. Da-da-da. But for real, y'all need membership cards so y'all don't have to roll up on each other like.
Nothing in writing.
What you banging, blood? You can just be like, well, I mean, if they say that, then you can whip your membership card out or not, you know, or y'all need apps. We got apps with Delta. We can put in a membership number and check and see. Yep. This person is a part of our organization. She's not financial, but, you know, y'all need some sort of, because that aggression and just rolling up and help, hoping that somebody makes sense or is telling the truth, y'all need membership cards.
That went so far left so fast.
Just like Killer Mike said, all you need is to make yourself more legit, make yourself a business. I bet you.
Set up an LLC.
Yeah. What's the bikers? The white bikers?
Hell's Angels.
I bet you they got membership cards.
Well, yeah, they do. They have motorcycle jackets.
Bloods.
But they're also white.
Was it a blood pop?
Yes. Blood pop and a Crippa Cola. Yes.
That's what I should have did. Sir, can
what
I?
What you banging, blood?
Yikes!
I said, we both said, oh hell!
I literally just told you not to do that.
Oh, my God. I said, and not with me. Like, I'm not with him.
Pierre, put your gang signs away.
Oh, my God.
Proceeds to
GD.
Su-woo. Doop.
Out of the blue. What you banging, blood?
Oh, this joker ain't for... Oh, shit. He is rocking red from head to toe. Well, Pierre, what are you banging?
But you know what? That's a prime example of not judging a book by its cover, because I for sure thought his ass was gay.
You can be gay and be in a gang.
This is true. However, comma, I'm sorry, y'all. But I damn sure, I just didn't expect that.
Me neither.
He had the 2 lip piercings, a nose ring, 2 hoop earrings. I said, what is...
Well, I'm still waiting on verification that, in fact, he does work for PwC.
I am, too, because talk about a code switch.
Well, Pierre, what's he do? Finance.
What?
He financing these bricks.
Right.
No, he works for PwC.
Screw it.
Let me tell y'all.
Literally said he does what now?
But he was real drunk, so.
That man said, I've been rapping since 98.
I'm thinking 98, nigga, you look 28.
Right, he pulled up his sleeve. I don't know what was there.
It was some sort of tattoo.
But I said,
it was like a red, because, you know,
yeah.
It was a red, like, I guess that meant something. I don't know. Mm. Maybe it's in their ritual.
The old man
I don't know.
He was with.
He walked away just like us.
That man said, but apparently he's an OG. And the guy, Darius said, looked at the man and said, well, what happened? He said, ask him. I said, oh, shit. I said, oh, this is serious.
I was shook.
Okay, me and you, Deja looked at me and said, Kirsten, let's just go.
He got himself in this shit. He'll get, get, Oh, but he's also from Mississippi. And he's also from Texas. So perhaps he had multiple processes in all of these locations. But what's he banging? Oh, you know what, sir? I can't
know.
I can't answer that for you. We both said,
I don't know.
I wasn't there. No, I don't partake in these activities. That's like, when I told him I'm in a sorority. It's kind of a game.
Oh my god! And they got like face to face. I was like, oh, they're gonna fight. I was fully expecting that man to swing on Pierre.
I don't know if I was more upset about or more scared of them fighting. Or them fighting and getting arrested by Cobb County PD. I don't know which one I was more afraid of. Yeah,
that's hard. Probably the arrested part.
Ugh. And then we would have all been lumped in. They would have never.
Y'all all together. No, we not.
Matter of fact, kick all the niggas out. Right. All of them. From his complexion to his complexion. That should cover all of them. Somebody turn on some goddamn Luke Bryan. We not entertaining this shit. That's what they would have said.
Oh my god, and it's crazy because the dude was with like white people and the white people was like buying him drinks, and I said, what is
that's why I just knew he was a drug dealer.
Yeah, he could have been a pusher, but I don't know.
Finance
at PwC.
Look, Marty in the Wolf Ozarks did finance.
Yeah, that's true.
And now look at him.
Yeah.
Okay, king of the opioids.
Oh my god, that threw me for a loop. Jessica was sitting there. Well, no, it's okay. Jessica said, please, it's my birthday. Like, can you, don't fight. He's like, nah, I want to know what. Adarius said, hey, man, that's my wife. I don't care if that's your wife. I want to.
That's when I said, let's just leave. Yeah,
you were like, come on, Kirsten, let's just go.
When I'm in serious mode,
you grabbed your bag and stood up. Come on, Kirsten, let's just go downstairs.
Oh god, y'all, what a time like, to be alive!
Let's just go eat. Let's just go downstairs. It's okay. It's fine.
I don't like that kind of stuff.
Oh my god.
I'm too old for that.
For real. Like, and then he gonna have the nerve to come back over there like nothing happened. Pierre, no. I don't want to talk to you right now.
I'm too scarred.
Thomas, I'm not gonna bow down.
Sir.
What? I said, oh my Jesus.
Let me tell you, I've been in a few, not too many, but just a handful too many situations in South Carolina where people got bucked and then.
Oh.
Pop, 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 pop.
I literally was next to somebody and he got his jaw broken.
No.
At a party. Just sitting on a couch. I was sitting on a couch. Literally, the dude was next to me.
Sitting as well?
Yes. Oh. We were not, no, not like that.
No, I was just trying to see him. Next to me. What could you be doing where you're sitting and someone comes up and swings
on you? And this guy comes up and is like, hey man, can you get up real quick? My jacket is right there. And the guy was like, he said, there's no jacket right here, bro. Like, I saw before I sat down, there's no jacket. And the guy walked away, and he said, hey, bro. Like, he said something, and dude leaned up and said, what you saying? Pop! With brass knuckles. Broke that boy's jaw.
Wait, okay, I'm confused. Who hit who?
The guy that came up about the jacket hit my friend on the couch.
So your friend said, what you say?
Yeah, he leaned, because the guy, there was music playing, so he couldn't hear him. He said, he leaned up, he said, what you say? Mm-hmm. And he just.
Oh, he was angry.
I was like, who? I said, do you know him? Like, I was so confused. And then, like, dude got up and was swinging, but he was so discombobulated.
Yeah.
Girl, I got up so fast. I said, I'm
Where
going
do you
home.
Even find brass knuckles these days?
I have no idea. I thought they were illegal. Are they not?
I thought they were too. That's why I'm like, where do you find them? At a smoke shop?
Girl. And then we go to the front.
At a gun shop? I've never been in a gun shop.
I have. It's interesting.
I don't like guns.
I don't either, but I mean, I probably should get one at some point in life.
That's another thing. I was one time in South Carolina. Let me tell you, Orangeburg, all my interesting times. I had a few interesting in Columbia, but most of them, Orangeburg.
Uh-huh.
Nigga Central. I swear to God. Popping off at some house and niggas was fighting outside and mm-hmm. you hear pop, pop and... Niggas come in looking for their guns, and this was me with the gun. I don't think anyone needs to find mine. Where the fuck is my gun?
You slid it over.
I'm going to hide.
Oh, God.
Come hide with me by the counters. Duck. Get down. Just duck. Oh, God.
Girl,
oh, God.
That man hit him so hard, and he got up, and he was like, he was trying to swing, and it, I said, y'all.
Nigga, sit your ass.
I grabbed everybody. I said, let's go. We out. I said,
come on, guys.
I said, come on, guys. Let's go. Like, I was not playing.
Let's go get something to eat.
Yo. And then we get to the front, and we saw our friend's friends. We all knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
I get to the front. I said, hey, bro, they beating him. I said, they beating up Ashton.
Were they jumping him at that point or no?
Yeah, it was him. And it was the guy that hit him and another guy started fighting him. And I was like, what the hell? I was so confused.
All over a jacket. I would have, once I saw that guy again, I'd have been like, so did you find your jacket?
Right, or what? But then there's one dude that I don't think he ever went to class, but he was always around. His name was
This
Willis.
Was in college?
Yes.
I should have known.
His name
I thought
was
this
Willis.
Was in Maryland.
God, no. His name was Willis.
Don't act like that, private school. God, no. By God, golly, no. We didn't do that in
we
Maryland.
We didn't do that. And Willis was one of them people that, like, if you really had a problem, you call Willis. Like, Willis will show up for anybody.
And do what?
That he's cool with and fuck somebody up if necessary.
Oh, God. I love those people, though.
Like, Willis, when it came to women, anything, Willis was that guy to be like, oh, y'all got me fucked up.
Oh, God.
So we said, Willis had on a backpack. I don't know what was in the backpack, but he had on a backpack. And we said, hey, bro, they beating up Ashton. And Willis was like, they doing what? We said, they beating up Ashton. When I saw Willis came out of that backpack and ran off at the same time, ever so gracefully. Ever so gracefully. Did not see Willis again. We leaving, and there's like this back area behind the building, and can see them pull this guy that started the whole
Brass
thing.
Brass knuckles.
Pull him out, and all these people, I saw him kicking him, punching him.
Oh, no.
But it was dark, so all you saw was silhouettes. You couldn't see who was who.
Oh, no.
I said, I'm going home.
Let me tell you, HBCUs.
Girl, you know what?
Well, that's what was in Orangeburg.
Well.
I'm just saying.
It was rough. That boy had to get his jaw wired shut and everything. Like,
most times when things
jaw in two.
Fucked up in Columbia, it was
Orangeburg?
No, it was Benedict people there. Oh. So, I'm just saying. Y'all need to get it together.
I don't know who that guy was. I don't think he went to Clark at all. I had never
seen
him.
That's the damn problem about HBCUs.
Random people be around. Like, we don't know you.
But you know them. So why do we not? Why do we know you and you don't? You
go to school.
She doesn't even go here. Niggas be done dropped out 8 years ago.
Right, and you still around.
After freshman year. Like, it's not even like
you're. You didn't even get to senior year and you just here. Oh, okay.
Or niggas be somebody's cousin and they just be with their cousin that's in school all the time.
Yes, because you ain't got nothing better to do. Every time, it never fails.
I don't understand.
It's a hot ass mess. Anywho, sorry y'all for our shenanigans to start this off. How was your week?
It was good.
All right. Tyrell is walking by. Are you getting something? What's that? Just say it.
Just pause it. Okay. Shit. All right. My week was good.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, which is what we just finished talking about, was an interesting wrap up.
Yep.
But I'm trying to remember my week. It was pretty chill.
Somebody is singing.
Way too much going on. We need to start recording in the studio.
Okay.
Because
this is getting out of hand.
We got niggas getting beers in the middle of the episode. Somebody is singing lullabies upstairs.
Probably to the dog.
It sounds like the sound of music. I apologize to all of our listeners. Will start taking this more serious. Oh my gosh.
It's funny, in one of the captions I said the ladies are back in the studio. I said, nope, sorry, basement.
Right. Somebody. But let me tell you, you know, a lot of success can come from a basement.
Exactly.
Look at Big Tigger.
And look where he is now, doing well.
Okay, so who knows? Yep. But yeah. My week was good. I can't remember much. Go ahead. How was yours? I don't know what happened.
My week was pretty chill for the most part. Like, it wasn't, honestly, nothing crazy.
That's happened. How I feel.
Like, I'm, it, like, was very chill.
Did I forget something?
No, right. I'm like, what did I miss? I mean, other than the fact that it was International Women's Day on Friday, but I mean, it's International Women's Day every day if you're doing it right.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of International Women's Day.
Why?
Because just, I just still feel like black women are the handmaids of America. So International Women's Day.
It doesn't pertain to us.
It, I mean, it does, but it I don't know. It doesn't. It's like, I'm really so proud to be a woman, but I think about myself as being black before I think about myself as being a woman.
Same. I'm black first, woman second.
And
when it shouldn't be that way.
Yeah. But I feel like I'm judged more for being black than I am for being 1,000%. A woman. 1,000%.
If I was a white woman, it'd be fine.
I won't say it'd be fine, but...
But it wouldn't be as hard as it is now.
So
yeah,
so when white women especially go in for International Day of Women... Women's Day?
International Women's Day?
Whatever. I'd be like, this is great, but...
What about us?
I mean, I love it. I love what it stands for, but yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I'm just... I just don't get as excited about...
Yeah, yeah. You know. I can understand that.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. I mean, my week was... I really... It was very chill. Like, I can't think of anything that made me, like, memorable necessarily.
That's how I feel.
I mean, we had meetings. That's, like, that took up most of my week.
Had some meetings, had some calls.
Yeah, two meetings that, work. One meeting that ran entirely too long that I left, because fuck that. Nah, bruh, you gotta stop on time. Let's let's just talk about it real quick. If you got a meeting that's from 3 to 5, at 5 you need to be wrapping up. You should not be talking.
You gotta
until
respect
6 o'clock.
People's time.
Come on, bruh, and don't look at me crazy when I be like, you know what? I'm gonna go home because this is getting ridiculous.
You gotta respect people's time.
At 5:30, I'm still sitting here, and the reservations was at 5:30 originally.
Yep.
What are we talking about?
Yeah. Especially if that's how you are when you're not leading things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If that's how you are with other people's meetings, then have that same
energy,
gusto with your own.
Yeah. Because when it's somebody else's, I need to go.
Right.
I have a hard stop. Oh, okay.
Right. So.
But yours. Can we just push it back? No. I was like, oh my God.
You missed a good dinner though.
It's fine.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. We hadn't been in a while.
Well, yeah.
Because, you know, for a second, we were going to 1280. I highly recommend it. Mm-hmm. It's attached to the High Museum, everyone. We was going, like, every week.
Yeah.
So-and-so's coming to the office. Bet. 1280. So we hadn't been in a long time. It was delicious.
It is very good. It is.
And the service is always good.
Yeah, it is good. But I was just like, I mean, by the time I get home, it's going to be like 8 something. I said, my poor little dog. I can't. I just. Granted, though, I will say she held it for a solid 7 hours the other day. So when I came home, I think, where was I that I was out that long? It was something over, might have been Friday.
Friday morning? When we were gone.
That's what it was. Because I got up at 5:30, let her out. I put her up at like 6 something. I didn't get home.
Till like 2.
2:30. So, not a drop.
No,
so,
yay. She's a big girl.
The midday dog walks is coming to an end, baby girl. She be all right, though.
I feel you.
I ain't paying for that shit.
Well, what's been going on in the world this week, Kirsten?
Well, do we want to talk about R. Kelly first?
Oh, sure.
Okay. So,
do we know who bailed him out?
No, it was anonymous.
Or not bailed, but paid his child support yet?
No, they said it was anonymous.
Y'all niggas, I can't stand y'all asses.
I wasn't surprised. I was like, y'all.
I can't stand y'all. This whole thing has me dying laughing.
It's craziness. I said, this is history repeating itself.
I finally watched the interview. Oh. Or I didn't watch the part with the girls yet.
Okay.
But I watched the part that y'all are talking about.
Damn it. I told you that is the funniest interview.
I was hollering. You and Pierre did the perfect reenactment. Between you and Pierre and then Wiz Khalifa's post about when the blunt is going around and you already
You're
high.
You're killing me.
You're killing me with this shit. You're killing me. I've been there. Step out.
Oh my God.
You're killing me with this shit.
You're Kill me.
Oh, God.
Bury him.
What was the other quote that you and Pierre had?
They tried to bury me alive.
But I'm alive. Why did we not tap into R. Kelly's acting career before now? He could have had an EGOT. Give this man an Oscar, an Emmy, a Grammy, Golden Globes.
So hard at that damn interview.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. That
Gail said, so they're all lying?
Right.
Everyone's lying.
I was like, Talking about, so come on, Gail. Come on, Gail. Be careful. Be careful. You breaking my heart. Cause you saying it like you believe it. She said, well, I mean, Robert, I have to be honest with you. It's pretty hard not to believe me.
Yes.
I said, yes, Gail.
It was golden. It was golden.
That interview is internet gold.
I read something that said his publicity team was happy with the way that it went.
I don't know why. I wouldn't have been. If I was his publicist, I would be like, turn this shit off. This is going terribly.
They were like, we're just glad that he was able to speak his piece or something like that. And then old girl was rude. She was the parts that I did
told
see,
you.
That's
I
part
said
of the reason I couldn't finish
off
it.
For no reason.
I was like, this little girl needs to sit down. Because
I said, you acting grown. That's your problem.
Gail, again, that honestly, that would have took more strength for me.
For me, too.
Than dealing with R. Kelly. I feel like I could have.
R. Kelly, because it wasn't directed at her.
Right.
That's the thing.
But that little girl would be like, okay, excuse me. Mic's
cut,
off. Check yourself.
Because we ain't about to do this. Okay? You done got me.
I'm twice your motherfucking age.
I literally was like, why is
you came to talk to me.
Gail.
So sit your ass down and answer these goddamn questions respectfully. Say what you want, but respectfully. Because I'll sit you out. I will whoop your ass.
Literally, I was looking like.
What you banging blood? I'm done.
Oh, God. I was looking at like, what is she so spicy for?
Right. Like, cause she lying.
Yeah, right. I said, you hurt cause you like getting caught up now. Your life is coming to an end as far as being with R. Kelly. Is that the issue? Cause you sound hurt.
When Gail asked about like, you're all with,
are y'all like, is it like,
well, I wouldn't, I'm not answering any questions in regard to my sexual or my private life. And I don't think you would either. First of all, this ain't
like,
about me.
Gail was like, well, I mean, no, I wouldn't, but this is about you guys.
But I'm also not in this weird ass situation.
Like Gail was like, what? Well, yeah, no, I wouldn't, but this is
different.
Y'all. Right. She's like, girl. I don't want to be a singer. And then all these videos pop up with this girl like
singing
her heart out. I said, oh, okay.
Bet.
I see. And then they said, Gail was like, he was in the room. He wasn't supposed to be.
Yeah.
They said he literally made it known that he was there. She's talking about he in the background coughing and all this. She was like, they made it known that he was in there.
It's so sad.
She said they couldn't see him, but they could hear him.
It's even though it's entertainment, it's been entertaining.
It's so sad.
It's still very sad.
It is. But damn, that was gold. I laughed so hard at that shit. They put Trapped in the Closet music behind it.
Oh,
they
my God.
They put it to Trinidad James.
Oh, my. I haven't seen that.
Girl. Girl.
Oh, my gosh.
Hold on.
What did I see it? They put it to like a, they put it to some beat and had me dying.
Girl.
Oh, it's.
Here.
Oh, my God.
I'm an older man that love all women. That is perfect.
The internet. I'm sorry. The internet. Because this is
right.
The internet.
This is black
not
Twitter.
The internet.
This
the
is
internet.
Black Twitter right here.
Has gone crazy with it. And honestly, I haven't seen black people and white people this
come
united about a subject.
In a very long time.
In a very, very long time. But there's still.
Go ahead. What? I don't know. Sorry, y'all. We had to take a pause break. But anywho,
because
back to R. Kelly.
Because we need to
get
record
a
in the studio.
We do.
The basement is not holding us down.
No. This is what happens when a bunch of people just are in the house now.
Big Ticket had to have security in his basement.
Why?
I'm talking about letting people come. Because there wasn't ever no interruptions.
But it was also like a production.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I was kidding.
Oh.
It was a joke.
I'm sorry. Anywho, back to R. Kelly. It is sad.
More interviews now.
I do too. I want them to do another one now that he went to jail again for child support.
Bring him back. But yes, I really do want to know who paid his child support. Because y'all have to have better things to do with your money. For
real. Like, come on, bro.
Don't make no sense.
At all.
But anywho.
Oh, my goodness.
It is what it is.
There was just so many, like, quotables.
Whole interview was one big quote. Interview was just, I swear it was made, it was produced, written by
R. Kelly.
And created for Black Twitter.
It's just the way, like, his whole delivery, like, all of it was just
priceless.
Oh,
I was listening to At Your Best by Aaliyah today, and I was
How
like,
"How that make you feel?"
I was yelling in the car.
Why were you?
I was like, "Curse you, R. Kelly! Why are you such a sick genius?" You're a positive, motivating force within my life. I didn't sound like that.
Oh, okay.
I sound good. Kirsten don't think I can sing, y'all.
You can't. I can sing
a little bit.
Deja.
A very little bit. I can sing just as well as Sierra.
They can't sing.
That's what I'm saying.
So you can't sing.
That's what I was saying when we had this conversation on Friday. I can hold a note.
Okay.
I can sing just as good as Alicia Keys in her present day.
First of all, you can't.
I can.
Alicia Keys still sounds very good.
That might be the most debatable statement that's ever come out of your mouth.
No, it's not.
Honestly, you're right. It's not debatable.
R. Kelly. Alicia Keys can still sing. Did you not see her playing piano?
She can hold a note
at once at the Grammys.
Playing pianos does not.
But what I'm saying is her singing. It was good.
She was holding a note.
Trying it now, damn it.
Okay, y'all, Alicia, please weigh Keys. In. Weigh in.
Alicia Keys still sounds very, very good.
Y'all, please weigh in. Email us, tweet us, she still Facebook us, very Instagram good. Us.
This right and here let is us blasphemy. Know. You talking about Miss A. Keys.
No, it's no blasphemy. The Black community knows that woman hasn't been able to sing since she got with Swiss Beats.
That's not true. You know why? She had a couple hit songs when she married Swiss Beats.
It didn't mean she sounded good.
She did sound good.
White people loved those songs. When she was pregnant. White people also loved Taylor Swift's voice. At the BET Awards
and was getting it. Come on. She was with him then and she sounded amazing.
She's only had, what songs has she had since she's been with Swiss Beats?
She's had quite a few. Girl on Fire, which is a very good song. I gotta think.
That song is fucking terrible.
I have had enough. Google. You trying it. Poor Alicia Keys.
That song is awful.
No, it's not.
This girl is on fire.
You are so rude.
This girl is on fire.
Thank you, Tyrell. Thank
no,
you.
No, he's biased. Thank he you. Loves light-skinned women.
Nah, bro.
And he thinks that
nah,
I...
Bro.
He thinks
thank you, that, Tyrell.
No.
Thank you.
No, he
right.
thinks that
thank
I...
Thank you, Tyrell.
Literally,
she sounds amazing. You no, are trying.
Literally, I've had this argument with people before with Tyrell, and everybody sided with me. I promise you. Everybody
Deja.
Sided with me.
Deja.
Everybody sided with me.
You are
Tyrell
trying.
Tyrell just is biased towards untalented... I'm sorry. Tyrell is biased towards light-skinned women that cannot sing, i.e. Alicia Keys, Jhené Aiko.
Alicia Keys can sing.
Not anymore.
Bruh.
This is a common theme in Bruh. The Black community. I don't know why y'all haven't gotten on the train.
A common theme in the Black community?
Yes.
What does okay. the Black community have to do with this?
Everyone pretty much has agreed that she hasn't been able to sing since
you're
she got
wildin'.
With Swiss Beats.
You're wildin'.
No.
So you think it was a curse? Is that what you're saying? You're wildin', B.
Hey, you said it, not me.
You're
Google it.
Wildin'.
It's Googleable. Google me, baby.
You're wildin', B.
Google it.
Her albums have been fire.
No, they haven't.
You're trying it. Bruh.
They haven't.
She had the Element of Freedom, which has some bops.
Yeah, that Drake wrote, and he's singing backup vocals on, and that's the only reason they're halfway decent.
You are trying it right now.
For real.
No, you're trying it.
That's the one with album
Sleeping
Color.
With a Broken Heart is on this one.
I don't even know what that is.
Unthinkable is on this
yes,
one.
Yes, that's the one.
Huh, put Drake it wrote in the that. Love song with Beyonce is on here.
I wonder who's carrying it. Right. And you know Beyonce typically doesn't carry many features.
No. Alicia Keys.
You're not going to persuade me with this argument.
I am sick of you, man.
But I can sing Girl on Fire. No, she's right in my
now, soul. Now you're pushing it.
This girl is on fire. No. That's exactly how she sounds. That's exactly how she sounds.
That's not how she sounds.
This girl is on fire.
The fact that you got
that's all I need to work on.
The fact that you got the choir director hands.
I need to put it together a little bit better. That's all she sounds like. Whatever. I don't remember how it goes, but that's essentially just how she sounds. It's exactly how she sounds.
I've had enough. I can't believe you. Thank you, Tyrell, for taking my side.
I told you he loves light-skinned women
Tyrell.
That can't sing.
Spirit animal right there, okay? You tried it.
I didn't know that you were a fan of light-skinned women that couldn't sing.
She can sing.
But since you are, yes, that does make you two spirit animals.
She can sing.
What's next? Tinashe?
I don't think Janae Aiko can sing. I don't. But Alicia Keys can sing.
She can hold a note.
She
can And she can play
sing.
The hell out of a piano. And she can write music.
She can sing. Janae Aiko can write a good song.
Exactly.
But Alicia Keys can sing.
Hmm.
And just so happens to be able to play the piano just as well.
She does not play the piano just as well. She plays the piano 10 times better. Then she can sing. A lot of people can't. She doesn't have the vocal capabilities that match up playing two different pianos at the same time. I mean, that's some hefty talent. We can move on. I'm going to put some polls out.
Do what you got to do.
I'm going to put some polls on them.
Do what you got to do. Because that right there is blasphemy. And
it's
have
a common
enough.
Theme.
No, it's not.
It
a
is.
A common theme among who?
Everybody. I told you. Google it. Google it.
Deja.
The Alicia Keys curse.
What?
Google it.
So you in this conspiracy theories now?
No.
Because that's what it sounds like. You're trying it.
I'm not.
Cardi is on the same page with me.
Cardi sounds like Alicia Keys.
No.
Post Swiss speech. Matter of fact, after that Grammys performance, it was all over the internet that people were like, damn, that's the best she sounded in a while.
And for real. I don't in see New anything, York. I don't say anything it. About a curse. I don't see anything about a curse concerning Alicia Keys.
It's a common theme. I don't make these things up.
Anyway.
We can move on. How did we even get here?
I'm not sure.
I don't know either. I remember. I said I could sing.
Yeah, that's what happened. And then
I said I could sing.
Alicia Keys somehow got thrown into the mix.
Yeah.
But it's fine. Hoo child. All right. Do we want to move on?
Yes. Ole do it. Hey.
Let's see. What do we want to touch on next?
Well, we can go to Michael Jackson.
I didn't what watch
else?
It.
I haven't watched it either. What else happened this week?
Well, I mean, R. Kelly's thing pretty much took
dominated
over the week ahead. Well, the previous week. Oh, I completely forgot. Rest in peace to the people on that Ethiopian Airlines crash that happened this morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sad situation. Boeing needs to do something about that plane because that's the same plane that the Lion Air thing crashed on like 6 months ago.
The Lion Air.
Indonesia.
Oh, it's yes, I do remember that.
Same kind of plane.
Is it a plane that's used in the U.S.?
Yes.
Hmm.
It's a Boeing 737 MAX.
Isn't that normal? That's a normal plane.
Well, the MAX is new. Is a new one.
Oh,
apparently,
okay.
It's like their newest, like more fuel efficient one because, you know, they're getting rid of like the really big wide body joints.
Ignore him. I don't know what he said, but ignore him.
Tyrell. What producer was this? What producer told you you could sing, Deja? Who was it, Tyrell?
No, people have been telling me I could sing before that.
You
a lie.
Who told you that?
My mom.
I've had enough of you.
No, but there was this guy that worked in our office in Miami, and he did music on the side.
Oh, you did tell me this.
He asked me to be on the feature.
First of all, the nigga working at our job, you shouldn't be taking his word for it. No way. Talk about you can sing.
So that's how you feel about Tyler?
Tyler has never told anybody. Tyler only makes beats. But I'm saying
that's what he did. He was a producer. He was like,
you sure he ain't like you? Because that's how producers
do. He was a married man. He didn't want me.
What that mean?
He was a married, true Latino man. He didn't want this. He didn't want this.
Uh-huh.
Two chocolate.
Okay. Anywho, yes. But back to the topic in hand. Yes, it was a 737 MAX. Boeing is flying to Ethiopia to figure out what's going on. I have a strange feeling that they're just going to get rid of that plane.
Probably.
Because that's weird to happen within 4 to 5 months.
Yeah, it doesn't seem very promising.
Normal. That's not normal. So, yeah. Another R. Kelly meme. Congratulations to Chance the Rapper. Got married over the weekend.
Oh.
To his longtime lady.
Kinsley Sr.
Yes.
Because that baby looked just like her. Oh, my G. Well, she's not really a baby anymore. No. She's more of a toddler now. But. No.
And whoever this anonymous person is that paid R. Kelly's child support.
Oh, we going back to that.
We need to have a child. Like, we need to talk. Because this is redonkey. Like, y'all are insane. That's all. That's all. But, yes, we can talk about the Michael Jackson stuff. I didn't watch it, one, because it just wasn't objective. That was my biggest thing. Like, there wasn't... I understand that it was, like, supposed to tell the victim's stories, but I also, like with the R. Kelly thing, it was more objective. Like, you had people within the camp, people outside. Like, you had people from all different sides. But this is just... And the two men that did it, and this isn't me discrediting them because I wasn't there. I don't know what happened, but you perjured yourself on the stand. And then you come back however many years later. And it just, to me, it just, that's my biggest thing. Michael Jackson is dead. Like, it's hard to.
It's just when you research and you hear about all the issues that Sony had with him in regards to money. And then you've got like situations like this. It's really hard. This one, guys, for me, is just really hard to, like, digest. Like, one, he's dead. Two, there were a lot of powerful companies and people that were not fucking with him because of how much that he owned.
Yep.
Period. Point blank, period. Yep. And three, like Kirsten said, like, these people have already come out and been like, oh, no, nothing happened. And now all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Yep, never mind.
Yeah, like, it didn't make me want to watch it just because it's like, this is the most non-objective thing I've ever, like, damn. And apparently, according to his nephew, the FBI investigated Michael Jackson for over 10 years.
Yeah.
And if they didn't come up with anything, it's like, I'm so confused.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just, and apparently this Wade guy, who, by the way, I used to be a fan of because he had a show on MTV that I was a fan of.
Wade guy.
Wade Robson. He's one of the guys that's a part of this doc.
He black or white?
He's white, but he was a choreographer.
Duh.
He was a choreographer. He had a show back in the day when I was a kid. I remember it. It was a good show, too. The Wade Robson Project, I think it was called.
This is who, this is who they say. This is who they say Britney Spears cheated on Justin Timberlake with.
Oh, mm-hmm. Why?
You'd have to ask Britney that. But I saw when you said his name, you said he was a choreographer. I was like, wait, that name sounds familiar. I just Googled it. Yeah, that's what they say.
You got served, I think.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of you got served, Jay Boog is acting up on this Millennium Tour.
How so?
In a good way, though. Tell him and Spectacular.
When does Spectacular not act up? That nigga didn't stop acting up.
He brought back the dance from You Got Served.
That's my baby daddy.
He brought it back. He was getting it.
Okay. Yes. We still got to get our tickets.
I know. We need to.
Are we about to be served? Should I get my ticket or my outfit first? Probably the ticket, huh?
Yeah. Because, I mean, you can buy the outfit. But
and just be hanging outside. In a velour jumpsuit. Okay.
You do know it's like, it's in like 2-3 weeks?
No, it's not until April. Well into April. I think April it's like 4th. April. I thought it was like April 20th.
No.
You sure?
I think so. I thought that it might be the 8th.
I know what you're feeling. I don't know Bootu Crate lyrics. I don't know why.
Yeah, no, April 4th and 5th.
We should probably get that.
Yeah. Thursday and Friday. Why would you do it on a Thursday?
That's the second one that they added.
Oh, they added the Thursday one. Mm-hmm. I forgot because the Friday one sold out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they've been, hello, spectacular. But yeah, they was getting it. I said, okay. Not for $250 though.
No, the Thursday ones were. The
Thursday one isn't sold out.
Yeah, and they were pretty affordable.
Yeah, no, I see. Well, we can look at that $99 on
Friday after we get paid.
Okay, because child, your girl is broke. $89.50, $99. That's not bad. Yeah, all this I can handle. And then Raz beat them, brought back these ugly ass hats with the do-rag.
Ugh. Okay, y'all didn't have to dress like it was 2000. I mean, even though we are.
It's only Raz B that looks like that. Everybody else looks their age.
He's so different. But yeah, Spectacular been doing the same thing.
Spectacular then flipped some girl around on stage and just, it was a lot. But it was a dancer.
I'm surprised that they are still successfully touring together because they are dysfunctional. Yeah,
because on Living Hip Hop Miami is a lot.
Oh my gosh. It's bad. I only watched like the first 5 episodes and I fell off.
It's getting out of hand now.
Like, what's going on? Is everybody still coming for Amara La Negra? Because yes. I felt like they were plotting against her. They were just like, let's just write a bunch of lies about her, girl, all the girls.
One, you know, the JoJo girl that looked like a mouse? Mm-hmm. She said Amara put roots on her.
Put roots?
Like voodoo.
Wait, when did they fall out?
Now this is getting, this season apparently. Girl, it's just out of, it's like, I said, okay, this sounds scripted as fuck now. Who puts roots on you, girl?
I'm confused because the episodes that I was seeing that they were still super cool.
Not now. I don't know.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Never mind.
It's just getting too scripted now.
I really was just tuning in to see what the hell was going on with Trina's album, but.
Well, you know, I think she's about to drop it.
Good. Good for her. Because
she was
waiting
on Trick Daddy.
And she flipped. I saw that.
Yeah. He deserved it because
they was at finger licking, and let me tell you, if you need to have a long discussion about anything, go to finger licking because they're gonna take 2 hours to bring your food out. That's the slowest establishment I think I've ever been in my life.
God.
Food's good, but it's slow as fuck.
Ugh. Anywho, so that's my take on Michael Jackson. I really just, I don't have nothing to say. But Jussie Smollett.
Oh, we're back here again.
That man got
charged.
He's
like damn near the third host of our podcast at this point.
On 16 felony counts.
I saw that.
And my thing, what is this? Like, I don't, okay. Felony disorderly conduct. By Chicago police. But I don't understand how is that 16 felony counts.
Honey, don't ask me.
It makes me wonder, like, how do you tally up all of this? Like, it's like, how, okay.
I don't know.
I don't know. That whole Jussie situation is still tricky to me. I don't know what to say about that one. Mm. Him and these Nigerian brothers.
Stop.
Fucking nerves. Nigerian brothers.
Well, I have positive news.
Okay.
J-Lo and A-Rod got engaged this weekend.
Congrats to them, haringis.
I really think this is the one because, like, the fact that they already, before they got together, had nicknames that were, like, first initial dot part of your last name. Like, that's unique, and they both are like that. Isn't that cool?
J-Lo, A-Rod. Yeah. But that's what makes you think that it's meant to be?
I don't know. I just think it's cool.
Oh my God. Cause apparently they call him J-Rod now.
Why? Jennifer Lopez is the only person I know, whatever relationship she's in, there's always a nickname.
Well, I guess it's easy. But what did they call her in Mark Anthony?
Oh, I don't remember. I don't remember that being a nickname.
There was Bennifer.
I feel like she had a nickname with Diddy, but I can't remember what it was. I can't remember. I was too young. But yeah, I'm excited for her husband number 4. Let's do this. I'm
Is
trying to see
four?
if we Yeah, I'm trying to see if we can get to number numero cinco.
She was married.
Let's
to
go, Jennifer.
Mark Anthony.
Chris Judd.
Chris Judd.
And some guy.
Mark. No.
Some guy.
Some weird guy. And some now guy. It's A-Rod.
Yeah.
But she's been engaged 5 times.
Who else was she? Who was she engaged to? Diddy?
Ben Affleck.
They were engaged?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But they never got married.
Yeah.
He got an alcohol problem.
She I was just about to say that.
She dodged that bullet.
Okay.
Let Jennifer Garner deal with that shit.
Jennifer's over it.
Yeah.
She's always living her best life.
Okay.
30, flirty, and thriving.
Okay.
I love that movie. That's my favorite Jennifer Garner movie.
No, her ring is impeccable. It's of beautiful. Course.
You know how much they money that man has?
He spent like $1 million on that ring. I don't know. If like when it comes to engagement rings, mm-hmm. right? I don't want you to spend a brick on it because if I lose it, I'm scared I would lose that.
Girl, her ass is insured.
This is true.
Her ass. Just her ass. Okay.
This is true.
And he has.
But she's also J-Lo. I'm not
a so J-Lo. Much money.
He does.
I don't know. He may be worth more than her. I don't know.
He is.
I mean, so much money. Money.
Yeah.
Money. Me and Benjamin Franco stay at the banco getting checks like Nike. That's her song. Dinero, dinero, oh. dinero. Eh. I just want the... I could also sing Jennifer Lopez.
I see. Because she can't sing either.
You're catching on. If they can't sing, I can sing them.
Oh my God. Oh, but yeah, her ring is beautiful. It made me, when I saw it, it made me think about like if I ever got engaged, what I would want my engagement ring to look like.
Mm-hmm.
And I had come to the conclusion that I would want a colorful ring. Like, oh, I would want something. Like
so you want like a sapphire or a ruby, or do you just want like a colored diamond?
I would want like a diamond and then my birthstone and whoever my future husband's birthstone. Like,
okay, you're doing a lot. It. That sounds like a lot of colors.
No, not really. My birthstone is topaz. Yellow matches a lot of things.
I was going to say, what does that mean? Jesus. What color is topaz? Yellow?
It's like a yellow.
And we don't know what your husband's birthstone. Like, your husband's birthstone could be a ruby. That's too much.
Red and yellow is matches.
But in one ring, that's a lot. And you got to wear it every day. That means it's got a kind of semi-flow. It just sounds like a lot. Maybe just do a canary diamond.
A canary diamond?
Yeah, a yellow diamond. For yourself. He may not even be around. You got this red, yellow, and you'd be like, shit, I don't even fuck with the red no more. Get a canary.
That's cold-blooded.
Life happens. Look at J-Lo.
You're right. That's true.
Life and husbands happen.
We'll see. I don't know. Let's just hope. Let's just hope I only get married once.
Yeah.
Jesus. Married and engaged once, because I'm not going to do that shit.
I mean, get engaged as many times as you want, especially if you can keep the rings. But married, yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Millennials takes on right. marriage and engagement.
Get engaged as many times as you want. Make sure you keep the rings.
Right.
But definitely only get married once. Because that shit is...
If you could try. I mean, not even definitely. Just, oh, you know, do what works for you.
Oh, my Lord.
Do what works for you, honey.
No, I did. It made me go on the internet and look at, like, colored engagement rings.
You know, a great place to just look at a ton of different styles in a very organized fashion. It's Tiffany's. Like, you mm-hmm. you may know, like, that's where I looked at rings and mm-hmm. before I had a man. I just wanted to get a gauge on what mm-hmm. I like.
I think I would want a heart cut, though.
Mm.
I think a heart cut is
pretty. I don't know what that means.
It's cut like a heart.
Okay. I don't know anything about rings.
Really?
No. Nothing.
Either a heart
all
cut
I had
or
was
oval.
A screenshot of the $40,000 version dollar of the
ring
of
you
like
wanted?
Yeah. I had sent that to Tyrell.
And he was like, let's find the budget-friendly version.
We didn't ever really talk about rings at all. I just, and that was, I mean, way
it's
before
so
engaged.
I think my therapist asked me, like, so she was like, do you want to get married? Like, is marriage your goal? Mm-hmm. And I was like.
I mean, define a goal.
I said, I mean, I feel like people put a lot of stock in marriage when a lot of marriages fail. I was like, I think I just kind of want to be happy. And if marriage is a part of that, cool. If not, cool. Like, right. I'm not.
Or if I get to a place with this partner and we need like a $20,000 come up, you know, we just need some money. Why not?
Go ahead. But hey, I said, I'm perfectly fine just being in a happy, committed relationship and not being married. It just all depends. Oh, geez.
Tyrell, go away. We did not really talk about rings. I sent you the screenshot, and we didn't really talk about it after
y'all
that.
Y'all that can't hear Tyrell is because he's over here he's on the couch
playing video games. Playing video but games. Clearly his headphones up are not up high enough.
And he's texting us with his take on things, which he can just come over here if he wants to. No? Okay.
That's what I thought.
Anyway, but yeah, so I don't know. I told her, I was like, I'm perfectly fine being in a happy, committed relationship and not being married. Mm-hmm. I was like, it just all depends on who I end up with. And at the rate it's going, it's looking a little
bleak. Kirsten, you're all of like 21.
Okay, I'm 25. I'm 25.
You're all of 25.
I'm literally mid-20s.
Do you know what the average age of marriage is now for a female?
What is it, like 30-something?
30-something. I don't know what it is. It's 30 something.
But now. I don't want to be. I don't know. When I think about all that, I don't know. Depending if I'm like 32.
Girl, if you don't just find you some regular dick.
I mean, that's not hard.
Okay.
But I don't want any.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Like it's like because I did that for so long, for like 21 to 24.
So do you want irregular dick? Because that's also an option.
Oh jeez, no.
You just let me know.
No. Okay.
I'm here y'all to support you in any way.
Because Deja will send me a picture of some random dude and be like, I found you somebody.
Ooh.
And I'll be like, oh, okay.
I'd be in the, it, selling it. She's actually not looking for commitment. Guys love that shit.
They do.
So, you know.
Mm. I'm gonna work if on you can commit, it's hard. Because I put a lot of stock in who I'm attracted to. And it's like, you're a nice guy, but if I don't think you're cute or if I'm not attracted to you, it's mm-hmm. very hard for me to get over that.
I feel you. I feel you.
It's so hard to get over that.
A better job about finding y'all some dick.
Who is y'all?
All my single friends.
Okay.
That aren't celibate. So are you actively practicing celibacy?
Technically, yes.
But by choice. That's what actively practicing
is. It is by choice.
Okay, so you want to be celibate.
I have been for 2 years.
But you want to be.
I did. Now it's just like, I don't. Okay. It's not. It's whatever.
Let's kick the door open then.
Oh, hell.
Ooh. Okay, I'm excited.
I don't know why.
Because we're going to go out. Wait till I tell Karina.
No.
She's going to be so down
y'all
for this.
Y'all are not going to drag me out. Yeah. They would be the ones. Let's go. No, I'm not.
Excuse me. She's looking for dick. Nothing more, nothing less.
I hate you.
Sir. Yes. Come here. I'm excited.
Anywho, moving on.
Okay.
We want to get to the work. I mean, is it the work playlist? Yes.
Did we miss anything else?
Honestly, no. It was all R. Kelly, really.
Me and Benjamin.
What you banging, bro?
Oh my God. Blood.
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 Sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh God. Yes, we can dive in.
I can start. I have been bumping Shea Butter Baby by Ari Lennox all week. It is such a bop. It's like
what song?
Shea Butter Baby.
Oh, the
Shea.
Yeah, the old one.
Baby. No, it's new. It just came out at the end of February.
With all the rest of them?
Huh?
With all the rest of those songs she released?
Yeah. It just came out February 21st.
I don't think I liked this one.
I love Shea
Butter. Hold on, let me
Shea Butter Baby.
Oh yeah, with J. Cole.
Up your pillow.
But I thought
touch
that was
me, takes me. All that. Such a good song. Such a vibe. It's barefoot on the beach music and it's beautiful. You lost in the shape of my hips. Hope there is a moon.
I don't know if I have
if
listened to
really
this.
If you're really down, we can find it. Lost in the alley.
I'll go listen to it.
Your trash can.
She be saying some wild shit, bro.
It is wild. But
she be saying some wild shit.
I love Ari Lennox.
Me too.
Also, I'm so sad that I didn't know that he had put out an album, but I mentioned this guy before. L-A. E-L-H-A-E. Don't know how the hell you pronounce it.
Oh, wait. Spell that again?
E-L-H-A-E.
I don't think I know. I think I was
He
thinking.
Just put out a new album E-L-H-A-E. Called Trouble in Paradise. It is so good.
No, I've never heard of this guy.
Such a fan of his music. That Aura Ooh! 2 is good. Ooh! What?
I see. Featuring Ty Dolla $ign.
Yes.
Well, sign me up.
Oh, hell.
But it's a very good album. Okay, I'm gonna listen to this. Big Crit called Sanctuary. Girl, OT Genesis. If that's not a twerking song.
Wale, ooh. Seventh Streeter. Yes. Oh, this
it's a bop.
This sounds like me. If I were to have some features,
you would like it. You would like it.
Okay,
it's a very good album.
I'm gonna listen to that. It's a very, if not today, tomorrow.
Album. That Sanctuary song with Big Crit. Oh my god.
All right.
You'll enjoy it.
I'm excited about this.
But yeah, really, those are the only two things I've been listening to all week outside of my regular podcast.
All right. Ooh, I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I love to have new things to listen to.
You'll like it. But the one with Ty Dolla $ign is good. The one with OT is, it's so fun.
I love him. I'm ready for a couple, actually. Because, yeah. You know, usually when OT...
He drops a few.
Like two or three at a time. I'm mm-hmm. ready for some more.
He said, trying to kick it like Solange. When this elevator go up, I said, no, you didn't. Uh-oh. No, you didn't, OT. Anyway, yeah. Go ahead.
That's it for you? Mm-hmm. I haven't really listened to anything new this week because nothing really new came out.
Yeah, people haven't been dropping, which is weird.
Oh, Stefflon Don, her new song called Take Off. Have you heard that? Mm-mm. Somebody's won it. I'm trying to remember who it is. Stefflon. It's like her latest single, I think, that she released. And, oh, somebody that I didn't know. Kojo Funds. I think they're either Jamaican or I think they're British. One of the two. They're either Caribbean or British. Okay. But I love Stefflon Don. I think she's a bad thicky.
She is.
I love her. And I love her rapping. Mm-hmm. She be killing it. Mm-hmm. So if you like Stefflon, listen to that. And then I fell down a reggaeton hole. Oh, my God. Oh, I've been listening to, like, all of Daddy Yankee's first three albums.
And you know the crazy thing is Daddy Yankee is, like, 40-something.
Oh, yeah.
He's been out for so long.
Did you know that he was supposed to go to Major League Baseball?
Yes, yes.
And he hurt himself, mm-hmm. and that's so when he started his rap music. Career.
Thank God. Sorry. Not what? Thank God for your injury, but thank God that you went into music because it's such a bop.
I love Daddy Yankee. Okay. He's one of the OG baby daddies. I mean, Daddy Yankee's been one of my baby daddies since I was in middle school.
He is fine.
Since I was Da-man the Gasolina. Okay. Let me tell you. But look, Gasolina, Lo Que Paso, Paso, okay. Rompe, Que Tengo Que Hacer, all of them. I've been diddy bopping all week.
See.
Not just Daddy Yankee, some of my other favorites too, but I don't know how that happened. I heard one song, one reggaeton song, and I was like, you know what? Let me go listen to some. 3 days later, I arose from the reggaeton haze, I guess one could call it. And then you know what else I felt? Whole, I fell down, and I listened to it like four times in a row. I listened to Control again. SZA's Control.
Oh, she a good album.
Oh my gosh, she posted something earlier this week that was like more songs off the album went gold, like Go mm-hmm. Gina and a few others, and I was like, I love that album.
Go Gina.
And I fell down the next rabbit hole.
Hey,
such a great album.
I'm ready for her to put out new music though,
from the beginning to the end.
That's the song. That's an album that literally, I think the only song I don't care for on there is Prom.
I don't care for that song either, but I can still listen to it.
I can still listen to it, but it beginning to end, I just turn it on and go about my business.
It's so like, I think the thing about that album is it really does, every song speaks to like a millennial black woman.
Yep.
Like there's so many songs where it's like, oh my gosh, I can specifically think of a moment where I felt just like this. And mm-hmm. maybe I didn't know how to articulate my feelings.
God bless him. God bless him.
I love that album.
Who child? Who the 20s?
I love that album.
It is such a good album.
But that's been it for me for the work playlist this week. Okay. Does anything new come out next week that you know of? I've still been bumping that Solange. It's musical art.
That's fine. But it is no A Seat at the Table, okay?
It's just so different.
Yeah, and I respect that about Solange, that she literally just does whatever she wants. Yeah. And either you like it or you don't. And that's just it. But I was like, I don't know, Solange.
I've been tearing that Stay Flow. Is that it? The one where it's basically about women receiving head? Stay Flow? I think that's it.
Stay Flow? I don't know.
Oh God, where's my Stay Flow? Yeah, I've been killing Stay Flow, Sound of Rain, and Almeida, whatever.
Almeida.
The one with Playboi Carti and The Dream. But yeah, so we can move on to the professional clapback, which I believe
we have an email for the first time.
Step up to the mic so they can hear you, Kirsten.
Sorry. I'm sorry. This is what happens when you get comfortable.
Lord.
So let me first apologize to Lynn. You have sent this email twice.
Lord.
And I do apologize that I did not.
Kirsten monitors the emails.
I was apologizing. And I do apologize that I did not read it, because clearly you wanted us to read it because you sent it twice.
Thank you so much,
Lynn. So thank you
Lynn.
For that. The problem that, let me tell you, Lynn, the problem is that as many times as we done asked y'all to send something, you haven't.
Okay, but don't get angry with Lynn.
I'm not angry at Lynn. Okay. This is to the entire community. As many times as we done asked y'all to send something and you haven't, I stopped looking. I'm not going to lie. I did. However, if you want some advice, like
but now
our
they
friend,
not gonna send any because you sounded like somebody's mama.
If you would like some advice, like our friend Lynn, please email asknsfw@gmail.com. All right.
Oh,
Lynn says, "Hello, ladies. My name is Lynn. I am the youngest biologist in my organization. There are a few of my coworkers that I feel I owe them, she put that in quotes, owe them an explanation for me not being at work for my own birthday celebration, which wasn't even on my actual birthday. My birthday was January 16th. I was at work and my cohort celebrated it on Friday, January 18th. Some were upset I was not in attendance because I took that Friday off to spend time with my friends from out of town. My coworkers really got upset that I wasn't there to eat another boring bagel and engage in awkward silence with them. Any advice? Thanks in advance, and I really enjoy the podcast, Lynn." Oh, thanks, Lynn.
Would you like for me to kick this off since my birthday's coming?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, I just decided on my birthday plans, too. I'll let you know.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Ow.
Oh, jeez.
Lynn, fuck them other niggas, okay?
Whoa.
Celebrate your birthday, boo. Okay, first of all, like, your birthday is about you. So you should, for real, do what makes you happy. And I understand. I'm a people pleaser, so I understand, like, people may get upset. But honestly, they should have known. I mean, if you guys don't, I would recommend, you know, organizing some sort of calendar so that you guys know when people may be out the office. I know that's what we do in our office.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, why is that shit not on a calendar? Like,
so when birthdays are coming, we typically try to know, oh, so-and-so is actually going to be taking PTO that week, or they're doing whatever the case for their birthday. So we know when to kind of celebrate it. So I would recommend putting something in place like that, but don't let them guilt trip you. If they really wanted to celebrate your birthday, they would have been fine doing something when you came back that Monday or Tuesday or whenever you came back. Okay. And you know, I would just tell them that, like, hey, I'm sorry I was out, but if we, you know, I mean, at this point it's been a minute, but maybe it was January what?
16th.
So maybe, you know, April 16th, you can celebrate it again. Quarterly birthdays.
I hate you, yo.
I'm for real. You know, but don't let them get to you. Fuck them. Shit. Fuck them.
I just wanted to be known treat that yourself. Deja has cussed more than I have this podcast. Okay? I just wanted today to put that out there. Kirsten has refrained from cursing this podcast. I've been doing very well. Anywho, Lynn.
This is good because we have very different thoughts on birthdays.
We do. But I agree. Like, I take off on my birthday all the time. Every year. I don't give a damn if I don't even have anything planned. I'm not working on my birthday. Like,
if you don't have to.
Okay. And let's be clear. Some companies are even, like, putting in policies where people have to take off on their birthday.
Okay. That's a bit much.
I would do it
some people take joy in working, so they may
want
to work on their birthday.
But either way, like, I don't see why they're upset that you took time off for your birthday.
Right.
Like, that's my biggest, like, why do you care? Like, don't want stale ass bagels. Fuck out of here. I know what it feels like to eat some bagels.
I like bagels.
I like bagels, but damn, we ain't got to order them shits all the time.
They're easy.
Okay. They're easy. Look, Lynn.
They could have got you some bagel sandwiches.
They could have got you mini cupcakes or something. Damn, stale ass, honestly, dry what ass they bagels. Should
do, which is like what we used to do, is ask the people in that month what do they want. So you know marches were popping in our office when I was on the morale committee. What we want, y'all? Pizza, cookie cake, ice cream cake. We getting it all. What you want, Kirsten? What you want? It's November. What you want?
Most of the time, the office isn't open on my birthday or around my birthday.
What do you want? That's not what I asked.
I'll take a margarita. A nice
bet. So margarita. I'd be like, all right, we're going to have margaritas on the 5th. It's way before her birthday, but niggas ain't going to be here.
Yeah, so that would be my take, Lynn. I like, so what? They'll be all right. Like, there'll be another birthday that they can participate in. Like, I just don't understand why somebody's upset that you, like, fuck them. That's the way I feel. You all right?
Sounded like they may have wanted to just be salty.
Quite possibly. Don't know why, though.
Me neither.
When it's your birthday, you take off.
And it's not like it's not like they invested in a ton of shit. Like,
no, you bought bagels.
Like, we ordered you a whole taco party.
Right, it's bagels. Fuck out of here. Put them shits in the fridge.
Y'all still ate them, didn't you?
Okay. They I
oh well anywho. I hope your birthday was everything that you wanted yes. it to be.
And again, I apologize for not reading your email when you sent it the first time, but thank you so much for the email. If anyone else would like any advice, email asknsfw@gmail.com. moving on, do we have a professional clapback?
No, that was the professional clapback.
Okay, so it's on to the tip of
the professional clapback in that situation would be going into the office and saying, "How about we create a PTO calendar? Because y'all niggas ain't about to try me again."
So, do we have a tip?
Don't be a pretend gangbanger. If you want to stay out of trouble,
I know that's not your tip.
Don't be a pretend gangbanger. For real.
For real.
Outside of gangs, I think we just need to. We're not in college anymore, so I didn't think we need to revisit this. But don't ever try to rep something that you are not a part of. Period. Whether it be gangs, organizations that you esteem, you want to be a part of, whether they be Greek or professional, whatever the case may be, put your motherfucking work in and do what you need to do to be a part of that organization. Don't be walking around throwing up no letters, throwing up no signs, Sue Wooten, wearing whatever colors and Sue Wooten, and then be mad.
Or ski-weeing.
Well, you don't have to do much to ski-wee to begin with, so just do that. If that's what you want to do, just sign up. That's all you have to do is sign up.
Shots fired. Wish I had a gunshot thing. Do-do-do-do-do.
That's not what I'm here for,
so
though.
So rude. Okay.
But for real, don't be mad, too, when somebody approaches you about it and talk about you're not bowing down to anyone or anything like that. For real, take pride in who you are, what you're a part of, and don't do that, because people put in a lot of work, whether it's, you know, being jumped or I don't know what bloods do to become bloods, or
you do get jumped in,
that's what they say.
When you leave, you get jumped out,
or if it's,
or killed,
you know, filling out a proper application and interviewing and having the necessary professional, academic, whatever requirements, put in the work to be a part of that organization. And don't get mad if someone checks you about it, because let me tell you, I mean, I felt him. I wish somebody would be wearing Delta Sigma Theta stuff. You're not a damn Delta. I'm gonna jump your ass too.
You did say that shit on Friday too. I'm just in a sorority.
I mean,
I cried.
There's a lot of differences between the organizations, but ultimately, I felt where homeboy was coming from.
I did too. I wasn't mad at him. It just was like, oh, like I was like, this is escalating quick.
We too grown for that.
Yeah, I was
we're
like,
way
I'm not,
too
don't
grown
do that
for
shit
that
with me. Don't, like, if you want to do that, by all means, it's you. But don't do that shit with me.
Nope,
at all.
Ultimately,
because I promise you, I'm not going. I was sure ask again if
that's
you
what
keep.
Come on, Kirsten, let's go.
You grabbed your bag. Come on, Kirsten. Let's just go. Let's just go downstairs. I was like, okay.
I'm not about to be here with you fighting, getting nothing thrown in my face.
No, okay. Because that, Ooh, he got real aggressive real quick.
Real quick. I mean, anywho. But yeah, for real, for real. I mean that, guys, as a tip. And on the back end, take the time. Those certain organizations are very important to further your professional career and just to have a solid base of networking. So if you've been thinking about doing something like that, go ahead and do it. Challenge yourself. But if you're going to do it, go hard. Don't ever come with mediocrity. Come with your best foot forward. And if you're thinking about doing something for someone else, don't do it. You gotta want it for yourself. So and then my only other tip is, y'all, it's about that time, get you some Allegra.
Okay, because it's warm as hell out here.
Because the dog tree dogwoods are lit and popping. Okay. It's smelling like fish. It's warm. Spring, we sprung forward this weekend. Okay, so
I walked outside. I said, it's warm as hell out here.
Get your shit together.
Damn, I said, damn, that means I gotta get my toes done soon.
The pollen is coming.
Mm. I'm like not Game allergic of Thrones. To pollen, so.
Winter is coming.
Okay.
The pollen is coming.
So question on Game of Thrones, because we have been watching that. Sorry, y'all. Winter is coming. Like, does that just mean like they have long summers and dumb long winters?
No, it means that like the really bad winter is coming in regards to these crazy winter people, whatever they are.
I thought winter was just like a season.
It is, but okay, we'll talk about this off mic. They kind of gave if you went through season one, they kind of gave.
I heard them
the guy that's leading Jon Snow and the Night Watchers. He kind of spoke to it how. We're due for a bad winter. And that's what they mean. Like, winter is about to be hell. And these people are coming. These creatures. The ones that they showed in the very opening scene.
Yeah,
those motherfuckers are out there. And they already killing niggas. And they're coming. And that's ultimately, I know, that's like the finale. That's what the season
8 is about.
Yeah. It like, the longest battle scene in TV history is happening in one of the episodes. And it's going to be a big battle between these... What they call Tyrell... Nightwalkers and people. I know Jon Snow is still alive. I don't know. So I think Jon Snow may be a leader at this point, but I don't know about all that.
They beheaded my bro Ned.
Okay, some people may be watching.
Sorry. My bad. I mean, okay.
I knew it coming in. I knew he was going
to
die.
I had a feeling too, because damn Cersei.
The internet is a tough place to defeat when you're so far behind. So that's why people are like, don't get attached. Well, duh. Y'all told me half the people died.
When I watched it, I said, he gonna die, but I like him.
I know he's dying season one. I didn't know how. But when shit started to unfold, I said, they about to kill his ass.
Yeah, he about to die. Damn.
I knew Jason Momoa was going to die.
I did too.
The internet holds no secrets.
But his ass is fine as hell. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Right. Well, gotta go. Talk to y'all next week.
Toodaloo.
Have a great week. Bye.
Bye, Lynn.
Bye.